This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Hello. My name is Joshua Newton, and I will be introducing Nathaniel James Newton, who is my brother. Nathaniel is 9 years old, and he is a student of Griggs International Academy, where he is in fourth grade. Nathaniel, who is my brother, is a very excellent and awesome brother. Why do I say that? Nathaniel helps me with big things. He makes breakfast for both of us, and he even shares his Legos with me. I praise God that Nathaniel is coming up to preach a message that will influence at least some hearts and minds. So, Nathaniel, take it away. Hello everyone, my name is Nathaniel James Newton, and I'll be preaching today from the topic of good night. Let's pray. Dear God, please help this sermon to influence the hearts and the minds of the people that are watching. Amen. In Genesis chapter 28, we pick up our story for today. There, the Bible says in verse 10, Jacob left Beersheba and started out for Haran. Just to give you some background, Jacob had just finished tricking his father to give him the birthright. That was really his brother Esau's. And as you can imagine, if you have any siblings, his brother was not happy about this at all. As a matter of fact, Esau was so angry he wanted to kill Jacob. That's why Jacob had to leave Beersheba, the home that he has known all his life, and head to Haran, where his uncle lives. The journey obviously takes more than one day to travel, so he spends his first night away from home in a dark, scary, unfamiliar place. Have you felt alone, scared, and the stuff that's around you just doesn't feel normal during the pandemic? Then you can understand what Jacob is going through in the story. Plus, after he did his family so wrong, he doesn't even like himself. And he can't even imagine anyone else liking him either. That's why what happened next is just so weird. Instead of having a nightmare filled with all his worst fears, Jacob has a dream of God. Now we're all familiar with the story of Jacob's ladder, with the angels going up and down the ladder and God standing at the top. But what we don't spend much time on is actually the message that God has for Jacob in this dream. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 13 through 15, the Bible tells us what God said to Jacob that night. The Lord stood above the stairway. He said, I am the Lord. I am the God of your grandfather Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your children after you the land on which you are lying. Verse 14, they will be like the dust of the earth that can't be counted. They will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All nations on earth will be blessed because of you and your children after you. Verse 15, I am with you. I will watch over you wherever you go, and I'll bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. In the middle of the loneliest, darkest, scariest night of his life, God comes to Jacob and gives him three promises. God, in his message to Jacob, promises to him to give exactly what he needed to get through this rough time. Jacob was homeless. God promised him more land than he could ever imagine. Jacob felt abandoned and alone. God promised him more family than he could count. Jacob, because of his bad behavior, didn't feel close to God. God tells him, "I am with you, and I am not going to leave you." What about today? Do you feel lonely? Scared? Is your life kind of dark right now? Or maybe you don't feel close to God? The message from the story of Jacob today is that if you're still and quiet enough, you too will hear God telling you the promises he just has for you. Psalms 46 verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Just an example, just a few days ago, my dad told me to be still and focus on what God was trying to reveal to me to write this sermon that you're hearing called Goodnight. And God revealed to me this story of Jacob's ladder. My dad and I thought it was a really good idea to do it, so we went on with it. Do you see this? God, if you're just quiet, God can speak to you through this quietness. Are you feeling homeless? Jesus says, "I go to prepare a place for you." Are you feeling alone? Jesus says that all those who do his will are your family members. Are you not feeling close to God right now? Jesus says, "I am with you always, even to the end of the world." I hope that Jacob's story helps someone today to take the time to hear the promises God has waiting just for you.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.